What's up? My name is Maya. I've been playing video games until 2 in the morning for the past 5 days.
Hi, my name is Sydney.
Thank you.
And I've been reading books until like...
I know. And you're not that big of a gamer to begin with. You're a cozy gamer, but even then you don't
Even like daily. I've been playing Luigi's Mansion 3 lately.
Oh,
I got it for my birthday, and I think it's like the perfect thing for the season that we're in.
Yeah.
And then I've been playing Cozy Grove too, which is like an indie
game.
Yeah,
there's been a lot of like little indie cozy games that have been coming out, and I've followed them on Twitter, and I've been meaning to buy them. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. Because I've been playing a lot of Baldur's Gate 3
recently.
That's what I went... Last week, my save file had 8 hours on it. I'm almost on 30 hours now.
Wow.
Because I've been playing it for hours every night. And that's only on stuff that I succeeded on and decided to save.
Oh, okay.
So I think total, save is almost 50 hours.
Damn.
Yeah.
Are you getting that Fruity Little Vampire? Yeah, I fucking knew it. Maybe. You didn't have to tell me twice. I saw that Fruity Little Vampire and I said, that's the vampire I'm going for.
I love him so much. No, the game's great. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's just Dungeons and Dragons, but I have to do no prep. Someone else is narrating it for me. There's, like, voice acting that's great.
Yeah.
And I know people have been spending, like, hours upon hours. Yeah. Like, even just learning new things that they didn't know were in the game before, even though it's been out for 2 months.
I heard that you can fuck them.
Yeah, 100%, 100% you can. Yeah, you can fuck one of them in bear form, too. I don't know if you know this.
I did not know this.
Oh, okay, that's like a very viral clip. When I first started playing, I saw that and I was like, you're joking. Nope, full set, they went for it.
You're
I was like,
joking me.
Slay.
That has to be up with like that one Twitch streamer who was playing like, what's that, like, steampunk game? Steampunk 2099 or whatever? And, like, you can...
Cyberpunk.
And there's, like, a scene where you can, like, sleep with a sex worker in the game. Mm-hmm. And there was, like, a Twitch streamer who didn't know that you could do that. And so he's going through all of, like, the, oh, that would be fun. And then just cut to straight sex scene. And he's, like, and just has to, like, cut off of stream real quick because it's just bare ass sex scene.
You know, and when Cyberpunk first came out, I was very... And I don't know if this is, like, my religious trauma coming out, but, like, the sex stuff. Like, even the buying a stripper in GTA 5, I was like, oh, my God.
Blasphemy.
Really? I know. But, like, yeah, when I learned Cyberpunk that, like, you can have sex fully, like, just plain nudity, I was like, that's crazy. Like, well, you can customize your junk, too.
It's crazy because, like, games before that, you had to get mods. To have sex with characters. Like, The Sims is a whole mod. There's, like, a Stardew Valley mod. There's probably other games that, like, you have to mod to get that. And now games just come with...
And, like, here's the thing, though, is that Cyberpunk was one of those games, and I'm gonna go in my little tirade about video games, especially AAA games. AAA games, for the past couple years, have gotten into a really bad habit of releasing games that are unfinished, and then they decide to patch them as they go. Cyberpunk was one of those games where it was, like, atrociously bugged when it first came out. Like, unplayable, basically, when it first came out. And this was after they had already pushed it back 3 times at that point, and I guess they just got embarrassed, so they decided to release it, which was even worse, like, for them. Now, it's a fully... Years later. Mm-hmm. You know, it came out in, what, 2021? 2020? Somewhere around there. Years later. It's now fully playable. They just came out with a DLC. And it's a great game, from what I've heard. I would love to play it. It's on my roster at some point to, like, hit up and do. Because I like the anime. The Edgerunners anime on Netflix was very good. It's just, like, why did we do this? Whereas, when Baldur's Gate came out, it was the first AAA game in, like, 4 years that came out fully fleshed out. Hardly any bugs. Like, listen, D&D, the map is huge. People have spent 200 hours in the game and haven't even finished
That's crazy.
Like, just on one save. Mm. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
I'm so, like, that's why indie games are so popular right now, because they're giving us what we want.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of Souls-like games that are coming out right now. Lies of P is a big one. Mm. There's another one coming out when this episode comes out on Friday the 13th. Called Lords of the Fallen. Like, those are going to be fully priced games, but those are from new and upcoming studios they're working their asses off.
I bet.
No, and they look great. That's the thing is, like, these people are delivering because they have passion for it, whereas EA and Activision really don't give a shit.
It just confuses me because, like, no other piece of media could get away with that. Like, you can't put a movie out half-finished. You can't release a book half-finished. Like,
but the devs don't, like, not the devs, the presidents of the companies or whatever don't. Anyways, sorry, that's kind of the end of my rant. I'm so sorry I talked about that. It's just been on my head.
Okay, so why are we talking about video games today?
We're talking about video games today because I'm going to be talking about Baldur's Gate. I know that this episode is coming out on Friday the 13th, but I have severe brain rot right now, so
you are deep into, like, hyperfixation.
Oh, 100%! 100%!
No one can blame you for this, honestly.
Not at all! I haven't played in a D&D campaign in forever.
Yeah.
It has been something that I would love to do and love to play in, and I just have never gotten around to it. Whereas Baldur's Gate gives me that opportunity without having to do any prep work. I literally went in, made my silly little character, and now I'm, like, having the time of my life. I love it. It's a great game.
No, this is a safe place for hyperfixations, no matter what season, no matter what time
and
of year.
And, like, last month was our birthday month, but, things were happening, and now it's, like, hyperfixation. So, like...
No, I got my hyperfixation out last month. It's your turn.
It is my turn. So, for you, Sydney, we're going to be playing a little dating game.
Shut the fuck up, we're not playing a dating game! It's my favorite thing!
Okay, so, I made a little PowerPoint presentation. Okay. I was originally going to put it on your TV, but I was like, that might be spoilery to, like, get it set up so early on. Okay. So,
I mean, we could do it right now, we could just, like...
If you want to cut real quick and put it on the TV.
Yeah, I think it'll be better for all of us.
Okay. It's not anything, like, crazy in depth.
No,
like...
I want to have fun. All right, we're back.
Da-da-da-da! So, Baldur's Gate 3 dating game.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
This was, like, you're gonna have to excuse. Like, I know it looks very fancy and nice.
Yeah, it does.
It's also kind of barren on a lot of the slides, so you're gonna have to bear with
me. Okay.
There's no fancy transitions. Okay. It's literally just...
So, what's the end goal? Is it, like, am I supposed to, like, is it connected?
We're gonna
with...
find out who I'm you're most compatible with.
Okay.
Right. So, how it's going to work is that we're first gonna do, like, I'm gonna talk about each of the contestants. Everyone that is romanceable in the game.
Okay. How many are there?
8 or 9.
Okay, that's a pretty good number.
Like, ones you can fully romance in the game. After we introduce them, we're going to do a short quiz.
Okay.
That's where I'm going to have to take your answers and jot them down and then calculate the scores.
Okay.
And then we're going to play the actual dating game.
Okay.
Which, if you don't know, it was like...
The 1970s kind of show.
The 60s, 70s type of show. Which is...
What is your most ideal date situation
So you're going to have to think of 3 questions.
Oh, I am?
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not going to tell you who's in the dating game. So the point of the quiz is to whittle down our nine contestants down to 3.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you which 3.
Okay.
You're going to ask me questions and I'm going to have to answer because I know them so well because I've spent so much time in this stupid game. So that's how this is going to work.
I'm ready.
Okay. There he is.
That's that fruity little vampire!
Yeah, so his name is Asterion.
I want you. You were by my side through all of this. Through bloodlust and pain and misery. You were patient. You cared. I feel safe with you. Seen. And whatever the future holds for me, I don't want to lose that.
I could have put their last names. I really didn't want to.
I see edits on him on TikTok so often. One did make me go like,
trust me, me too, girl. Me too. He's all over my TikTok right now, and I am not complaining. So, Asterion is a high elf rogue.
Okay.
He is very charming and witty.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little complicated in character.
Okay.
He has a dark past.
Okay.
He's also a vampire spawn.
Yes.
So important thing to note. Yep. But flirtatious. We love him.
Love.
The next one is Gale.
Okay.
When you wake, it will be back at our camp. Back in our small... dirty, bloody patch of existence. But stay with me now. There are endless worlds out there. Countless ways to declare love. Infinite ways to express it. Too much for one night.
Gale is a human wizard. He's kind and compassionate. He is religious. Mm. He studies very hard. Okay. But he is also on the run.
Oh. From what, may I ask?
Well, I mean, I can answer if you really want me to. He basically has a bomb in his chest because he's running away from, like, his god because he was kind of seduced by his god, and then she gave up on him, and
is he like a cleric?
He's not a cleric. He's a wizard.
Still a wizard.
Okay. So he fell in love with his god Mystra, and she like seduced it. They had a very flirtatious night, a night of passion, and then she left. And he was like, "I want to learn how to like be a god, essentially." Yeah. And so he found an artifact that could make him help him be a god. Mm-hmm. And it fused with him.
Yo.
But essentially, he's a bomb now. So he's, like, on the run. He's trying to find a cure for this. Okay. But at the same time, he's like, I don't know if I can.
Okay, but he's hot.
He's very nice to talk to.
He's very nice to look at.
Yeah, I should have put, like, speaking examples.
Oh, you should have.
I can look some up right now. So that is our second contestant, Gale.
Okay.
Our third one is Shadowheart.
Okay.
You and I. Our time together has been very dear to me. I had hoped maybe there might be more to come. It's not an exciting life that I lead, but I'd like you to be a part of it. I doubt I'd have anything at all if it wasn't for you.
She's a half-elf cleric. Mm-hmm. She's pretty secretive about her past and what she does and who she serves. But she's very determined to get into a higher position of power and do what she needs to for her god.
Okay.
Again, with that comes being a little guarded. Mm-hmm. And her character is a little more complex, seeing as she serves the Lady Shar, who is, like, a goddess that is, like, devout to blood, kind of.
Oh, okay.
So Shar... Mm-hmm. Being a devotee of Shar is kind of looked down upon in general society, where it's like studying black magic is like a no-no, but she can be very kind at times.
Yeah. I'll say if we're doing like Tinder logic,
okay.
Based on looks alone, right? I think we'd be good friends. I don't know if I'd be swiping right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. She's a complex character, mm-hmm. and I guess you could argue that for all of them. Some of them seem just like very...
For sure.
Some of them, it's just straight up, like, this is how they are. This is how they'll be the entire time. Yeah. Where some of them, it's like, as you travel together, you realize they kind of change.
Mm-hmm.
In the game, when you make dialogue options, Jesus Christ, it'll be like, oh, this person approves of what you said, or this person disapproves of what you said.
Okay.
So you can, like, learn kind of how they fare as you, like, progress together. But you'll notice some of them change slowly over time. Because you get to know them better, and they open up more, and they start acting more like themselves than someone that's guarded and cut off from the world.
Right,
so, this is our
Okay, now we're getting somewhere!
You know, this is Karlach.
Since I met you, all I wanted was to be close to you. We're sure I won't hurt you, right? I want to touch you as deeply as you can be touched. I want you to be mine, completely. Say it loud. I'm yours, Karlach.
Karlach is a tiefling barbarian. She's very energetic, very joyful.
Mm-hmm.
She's a simple person.
Love.
She's a very simple person. Basically, just be kind, be a good person. Yeah. She'll fall in love with you. She does have kind of a dark past.
Of course.
She was also a prisoner of war.
Okay.
Which I feel is
like we can work with that.
We can work with that. She also got a funny little accent. Oof. Let me pull it up real
quick. She can come home to me. I'll take care of her.
Damn.
When she has a nightmare, I'll soothe her back to bed.
Maybe she's so funny. I genuinely think that I would be very good friends with her.
Maybe I would soothe her to sleep.
Oh, okay. All right.
I would rock a baby.
So the other thing with her is that she has an infernal engine in her chest. That's what's glowing here.
Okay.
So it makes it hard to touch people because she's very hot to the touch.
Ooh, like, baby, I love.
Physically hot. Physically very
and
hot.
And I'm physically cold.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Very interesting. So this is Halsin.
You're too modest. I wager you don't even know how extraordinary you truly are. But I do. I have lived a very long time. I have taken many lovers. My heart does not stir lightly. But it does now. I want more than to fight at your side or sit around the campfire with you. I want to lay with you under the stars and feel your skin against mine.
Sure about this one?
He is a wood elf druid. Okay. He's very kind. He's also very religious. Mm. He's all about nature, being kind to nature, respecting nature, doing things in nature's name. Mm-hmm. He can also wild shape.
This is the bear. Yeah, I don't know if I'd be going up to him at a bar in the same way with, like, Miss Carlock. I'd see her. I'd be too afraid. I'd be like, she's the hottest bitch in this bar right now.
That's fair.
But him, I'd be like, I want to be on the other side. I think I would stay away from him.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. That voice matches that face.
Yeah, no, yeah. And he's like, very larger and...
Oh,
like,
no, I could...
Like, physically wise compared to kind of the rest of the cast. Sure. He's broad-shouldered, very tall, very big. That's why the bear form makes sense. You know what I'm saying? This is Will.
I've been thinking a lot about forever. More so, I've been thinking about everything that comes before. And who I want at my side as it passes. My mother always said the wild and oaks acorns held just a touch of wishing magic. If that be so, then may my greatest wish come true tonight. I love you. Will you be mine today and tomorrow and reaching into eternity?
Okay. So Will is a human warlock. Very charming.
Yeah.
Very sweet to talk to. He also has a dark secret, a hidden past, a little bit, kind of complex. He did make a deal with the devil.
That's interesting.
Part of being a warlock.
Ooh.
But he has a lot to share with you if you do talk to him a little bit more. He opens up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
He is known as...
He's got, like, a different eye. Like, he has a different eye color. He lost one of his eyes.
He's blind in one of his eyes. So they call him... the Blade of the Frontier. That's like his battle, like he's the champion of like Baldur's Gate, kind of like soldier, very you know, for the people, by the people kind of guy. We love
Will.
He's very
the picture you've put in front of me, he is like covered in blood though.
Listen, you get 1 point injured in that game, covered in blood. So a majority of the pictures I found were people covered in blood.
So funny.
Yeah, generally good guy.
All right,
like talking to
high
him.
Up.
This is Minthara.
But whatever life remains to us, I would gladly spend it fighting at your side and lying with you at night. Tonight, there will be no voices, no orders, no gods. I belong only to you.
So she is a drow paladin. Drows are dark elves.
Okay.
They typically live in, like, the Underdark caves, that kind of thing. She is religious. More specifically, a cultist of some kind. She's very complicated.
So you can see that? Yeah.
She's quite ruthless.
Okay.
A little misguided.
All right.
Being in a cult and whatnot.
Yeah.
Another bit of information about Minthara. She is trying to kill innocent people in the name of her cult.
Ooh.
But you can fix her.
Some people are into the... broken, can be saved lesbians, like the cold lesbian. I'm not one of those people.
Okay.
But I can see where she fits in.
Right.
I totally understand where she fits in. Because some people are like, I see a dark kind of tsundere character lesbian.
Yeah.
That's mine. You know what I mean?
She's a little older. She is a drow. She's like hundreds of years old.
Sure.
She's been around for a bit, but.
Fair.
Yeah. She's a little.
Yeah. Some people, love the cold shoulder, kind of like, I hate you, I love you, lesbian. Just not my type.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's valid.
Yeah.
And then our last one is Lazel.
Okay.
Exquisite, isn't it? The pain is a mutual promise branded on our flesh and bone. Inside your every wound lives my obsession. Inside my every wound lives your passion.
Hey.
She is a Githyanki fighter, and I think this is a race that was made up specifically by the Baldur's Gate, by Larian Studios. I had never heard of them in D&D lore. I could be completely wrong.
Sure.
But Githyanki fighter, extremely loyal, very cold, very blunt, was raised with a purpose, raised to be a warrior, raised to fight for her queen. That's how she is. You know, just kind of... I mean, she's even wearing, like, very intense armor, that kind of thing.
I love, like, I don't know if that's, like... eye makeup or just like how she looks.
That's just how she looks.
She's so slay. Yeah.
Very cool. So that was, I believe off the top of my head, I wasn't counting, 9.
Yeah, I'm going to say around.
9 contestants, yeah. Roughly about.
Okay, so. If I'm going to put, I think, the devil, what's her name?
Oh, Karlach.
Karlach, Will, mm-hmm. and Gale are at my top. Lizelle is like 4 or 5.
Okay.
The bottom was like the bear guy.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, just not my type.
That's fair.
And then Mithron.
Minthara.
Asterion's kind of in the middle there.
Okay.
Maybe above Lizelle. Am I missing anyone?
Shadowheart, our emo cleric.
Oh, yeah. I would put her below Lizelle.
Okay.
Just because she's not. She seems more friendly, more friend type.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised, but you also
you are.
You don't know the characters like as well as I do, so
I'm going on Tinder. Tinder basis alone.
That's absolutely fair.
Yeah.
That's okay. So,
okay.
Quiz portion, yippee. We're going to ask 9 questions. We're going to keep it very simple.
All right.
Very easy.
Yeah.
So, question number 1, dogs or cats? And I know typically not to make you choose between this.
Yeah.
It's a very hard thing, but in this instance.
In this period of my life, I will have to choose cats.
Okay. I understand why, but can't say the same for me.
I know.
What's your favorite time of the day?
Probably like dusk. Like not fully nighttime, but like the sun is not shining above you.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. I understand. Are you more altruistic or selfish?
That's like a really good question.
We're getting deep.
Yeah. I do think I'm more altruistic. I would like to be more selfish. I think I'm maybe sometimes too altruistic, selfless.
I think that's valid. I think most people are a healthy mix of both.
Yeah.
Question number 4. What color code are you?
Oh, that's really difficult. I've never been able to pinpoint. Because these are like the, are you like a blue character,
yes,
pink character?
Yeah.
I have never been able to like figure out. Because like there are sometimes where I'm like, oh my god, pink character. And then I'm like, oh my god, a blue character. I genuinely like don't know.
Mm-hmm. I think the normal ones to go through are red, blue.
Yeah.
Yellow.
Uh-huh.
Green.
Yeah. I think some easy. I don't think I'm a red character. I don't think I'm a black character.
Okay.
I don't think I'm a purple character. I think you're a green character.
I don't think you're a blue.
You don't think I'm a blue?
I don't think you're blue.
So pink or yellow. Maybe more yellow than pink.
Final answer?
Yeah, we're going to go with yellow.
Okay. Alrighty then.
Does that seem right to you?
I would agree.
All right, Sly.
What class and race?
Oh, interesting.
Would you be?
I really do like the elf characters. I've played both like an elf and a half elf.
They're also different kind of elves.
I know there are, and I've never gone that far.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I see.
I've never gone that deep.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know there's like wood elf, high elf, obviously drow or like dark elves. I've never again gone that deep. It's always been like elf. But I do like a little elf. I don't know, just the aesthetic works for me. Like, the long pointed ears, and they're kind of, like, ethereal looking. I know you're looking at me in a weird
but,
way.
But the thing is like, half over elf. Full send or half? What are we doing?
I guess I'll full send it.
Okay.
And then, class? I do like a sorcerer. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
And I can't say I understand.
I know.
That's okay, though. It'd be like that sometimes. And question number 6.
Okay.
What's your idea for a perfect date?
Perfect date. It would probably be doing something like an activity of some sort, like walking around a museum or like going to an arcade, like some sort of activity.
Okay.
And then like a meal of some sort. So like either a lunch or like a dinner. But definitely not just like just dinner or like a movie, like something like there's a little activity and then like a meal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Meal out or at home?
Meal out.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't think about this as like a home, like if we're out, we're out, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like a home date's different. A home date's like we put on a movie and then we make dinner or something like that.
I just didn't know if you thought about it in that like a half and half
no
kind of scenario.
Yeah.
But I see, I understand. Number 7, What's your favorite thing about yourself?
Fuck me.
Sorry, girl. We're getting personal.
Are we going personality or physical?
Either or.
Fuck. I guess, like, my tenacity. Like, if I say I'm going to do something, like, I'm going to do it. Like, whether it be, like, getting a project done or, like, planning a vacation or, like, even doing, like, a little activity. Like, if I say I'm going to do it, people know that I'm going to get it done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Slay. Nice. See, it wasn't that bad. Stop moaning and groaning.
Okay, but what if I did it to you? What if I said, hey, Maya, what's your favorite thing about you?
You know what? That's why I'm asking the questions, all right? Number 8. Do you like them to come on strong, or do you prefer a slow build?
I do prefer a slow build.
Okay.
I think we've individually, like, without microphones, have talked about how, like, I just find, like, out-and-out flirting, like, so vile. I don't know why, but, like, the, like, hard, like, again, like, coming on strong flirting gives me the ick, like, immediately. Mm-hmm. I'd like a slow build. I like just, like, a, like, maybe, like, you know, flirting that's, it's subtle, or, like, you know, something like that, but I don't, coming on strong, I will be leaving, you know? Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think, I kind of knew that answer writing that question, but yeah. I was like, I'm gonna ask it, just in case. And the number 9, do you often offer to help people you don't know?
I don't think I do. I'm a very quiet person in my day-to-day. I'm not, like, a person who, like, sees something and, like, jumps in. Like, my sister is very much that person. Like, sees something, like, jumps in. Or, like, sees something, talks to the... Like, I'm very much, like, a... I want to be a shadow. I want to be invisible. I don't...
Mm-hmm. I think that's fair. Yeah. To be perfectly honest, I think
I just don't have it in me. I just don't... You know, It's not in my nature to, like, be not invisible, I guess. To, like, not, like, keep to myself, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I honestly think that's fair.
Well, because you're the same way.
I don't... If I'm in, like, a very particular mood, I will be like, oh, yeah, like, let me help you. Da, da, da. And obviously, like, during the holiday season, everyone tries to be superficial about it.
I feel like I'm better at it when I'm with other people. When I'm alone, I will just keep to myself.
Yeah, it kind of depends.
Yeah.
For me, it's a very... It really depends on the mood that I'm in. It's not, like, an all-the-time thing. Yeah. Whereas, like, if I'm by myself and I see someone struggling, if I'm in the right mood or if, like, nothing bad has happened during the day, I'm like, oh, hey, do you need help with that really quick? And this is only something, for me personally, that's developed over the past couple of years since becoming an adult. Did not do that at all when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. It was only until, like... I have been going out by myself a lot. I have been taking myself out on dates is when, like, oh, maybe, like, that person. Like, if I'm at a store and I see a worker struggling to, like, hold something, sure. I'll run over and be like, hey, do you need help, man? Like,
yeah. I guess when you put it like that with, like, very small things, like...
Yeah, it's never anything big. No. It's not like...
Someone's gonna drop something. Like, I'll help them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still think it's fair to call that as, like, not helping strangers very often. So... It'd be like that sometimes. I have calculated your answers.
Okay.
And I do have your top 3, and you will not know who they are.
Okay.
But we are going to...
Play the dating game.
Play the dating game now. Which means you are going to ask 3 questions.
Okay.
And I will have to answer them. As if I am these characters.
Okay.
To the best of my ability. People can argue with me. That's fine.
Yeah.
But to the best of my ability, mm-hmm. I will try to answer as concisely as I possibly can. But also vague enough that you don't know who we're talking about.
Slay.
So.
Okay. I think my first question has to be, like, very generic dating game. Like, what is your ideal day? Like, what is your perfect day? What does your perfect day look like?
So, for contestant number 1, mm-hmm. it probably is a series of waking up, eating, training, eating, training some more, going to bed. Number 2, very similar.
Oh, fuck.
Waking up, training, eating. The afternoon can kind of be a little lazy, but if I'm feeling up to it, I'll train some more. Going to bed. Number 3... Waking up, eating, studying, reading a little bit, practicing, mm-hmm. you know, all the normal stuff, and then going to bed. Like, okay. That is their, like, perfect normal day, not anything.
None of them, like, going out, like, taking a little stroll.
I mean, like...
Going to the farmer's market.
Two of them were out, like, training yeah. pretty often. Are we talking, like... I'm talking, like, their...
I'm talking about, like, my perfect day would be, like, getting up in the morning... Going to the farmer's market.
I took it as, like, perfect normal day.
No, like, see, like, ideal perfect day. Like, again, I would be, like, making myself a cute little breakfast, going to the farmer's market, like, maybe going to, like, Target, like, grabbing Starbucks, coming home, like, being able to read, like a little book, watch a movie, like, make dinner, not be, like, stressed about, you know.
I do think... I would not change contestant one and threes.
Okay.
I think theirs are very much just, like,
yeah,
doing my own thing, yeah. that kind of thing. Whereas number two might in the afternoon decide to, like, go out and, like, just walk around and okay. see what's happening. Okay. And, like, if there's an event going on, awesome. They'll go to all the right. event. But if not, they're just, like, taking their time for themselves.
Okay.
They very much, not like a party animal, mm-hmm. but, like, if it happens, it happens.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so, cool.
I think that suffices.
Yeah, I think that suffices. Okay. Number two, how do you feel about family?
Family?
Yeah.
Ooh. Like, having children?
Yeah. I'm gonna
Like, having a family?
Yes.
Okay, that's yeah. different than, like, what do you think about
okay, how do you feel family? About having family?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Number one.
Yourself in a family.
yes. I thought you meant their family, and I was like...
No.
Odd question, but okay. Let's delve into mommy trauma, I guess. No. Contestant number one would very much struggle with this question. Is like, okay. I don't know that I ever see myself necessarily having a family,
okay.
per se. I don't think that they're opposed to it, mm-hmm. but it's something that they would have to, like, talk about a lot. And, mm-hmm. like, you guys would have to discuss a lot and yeah. really think about and... really prepare if you want to do that sort of thing. There are things that they would like to achieve in their life before sure. they get to that point. Sure. And then number two, I think would be absolutely down to have a family, okay. like full send.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's do all it. Right. You know, just doesn't want to fuck it up.
Sure. Understandable.
And I think number three is very similar to number two, okay. where they would love, they love the idea. Mm-hmm. They absolutely would be enthralled mm-hmm. to have kids, but it is something that you need to, you know,
absolutely.
Prepare for. Talk about sure. it. Like, not just it, we don't want this to be an accident. We yeah. want this to be, like, planned and, like, yeah. be ready for this. So,
mm-hmm.
there you go.
Alright, Slay. What is your favorite thing about the world?
God, what a question. Contestant number one. I think contestant number one would say something along the lines of seeing my service pay off.
Okay.
Showing, like, seeing mm-hmm. my work is worth my time mm-hmm. and, like, getting the fruits of my labor. No, contestant number two would say freedom.
Okay.
And contestant number three, I think something very close to freedom, but also just watching the way that the world works.
Okay. No, I mean, I think those are good. I just, like, yeah. it was, like, a very vague question of, like...
Yeah, and that's why I get very yeah. vague-ish answers, because yeah. there's so much to be seen. Yeah.
I think, like, if I was given that answer, I'd just be, like, art. Art oh. humans create. Like, I think it's, like, I work with a lot of artists. Like, I work for an art nonprofit. Like, right. the way that people create art about different things, about different emotions, about different experiences, I think art's so cool. I think there's, like, the different genres and mediums. Yeah.
Slay.
Yeah. Plus, I just like when people talk about good things about the world, because there's so many bad things. And I think, like, it's just...
Very true.
Yeah. Okay, so how am I going about this now?
Who'd you pick? Oh.
Okay. So, at the bottom, I'd say contestant number one.
Okay.
I didn't really vibe with... A family is very important to me, uh-huh. and, like, I want to have a family one day, and, like, not that it's not hard, but I'd rather have someone who was, like, enthusiastic about it.
Okay.
And then, like, the whole training all day.
mm-hmm. That's valid.
Yeah. And my number one, I think, is contestant number three.
Okay.
Yeah.
So contestant number two is in the middle?
Yeah.
I see.
I liked when you changed it to, like, okay, they're not training all day. Like, there's some room in there for fun still.
Yeah.
I liked the family aspect, and the freedom was a little weird to me, but again, like, I don't really know the character. It was a very vague kind of thing. And then contestant number three, I liked pretty much all their answers. Like, the reading, studying, like, whatever, like, I prefer it more than training, because I feel like that I could at least be a part of it. Mm-hmm. Kind of a situation where, like, we're doing separate things together, in, like, a library or study or whatever situation. Mm-hmm. Family, great. And then, the way people work, I think, was the most synonymous with my own answer of, like, art and, like, the way that people experience art and, like, create art. So pretty much all their answers, like, vibed with me. Yeah.
Slay. So, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this into this mic as I'm walking over there. I'm gonna give you an opportunity to throw it all away with one of these contestants with a lovely one-night stand that I only have pictures of.
Ooh. What do you mean? What do you mean? Why is there a question mark?
There are several characters in this game that you can have one-night stands
really?
With. And this is not to say that this is throwing away the romance of this game with a one-night stand, but I'm giving you the opportunity to throw away a potential romance with any of these one-night stands. So the first option are the Dro twins.
It's both of them at the same time.
Both of them at the same time.
Okay.
Nope. I'm not going to tell you anything about these people.
Nope, I know you are.
Then there's, I think you say Nawiz.
Okay.
She's very pretty.
She is very pretty, yeah.
Then there's Mizora.
Okay.
Who's like a tiefling kind of lady. She has wings.
Okay.
I don't know if you're into that.
You know I'm into that.
There's also the Guardian, which is a character you make yourself.
Oh, interesting.
This is a OC that you get to make.
I love that.
It's like super cool. And I didn't know that you could have a one-night stand until I looked this up. And I was like, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
That's why there's a question mark, because it is literally whatever you want them to look like, whoever you want them to look like. And then there's Harlep, who's a demon.
Yeah.
He's like wearing the BDSM gear, full of
abs
out.
I'm not gonna lie.
He's got the wings.
You're tempting me with Harlep. I kind of figured. Like, when I was putting that picture, and I was like,
I think so.
You chose that picture on purpose.
100% I did.
You fucking 100%
I did.
You were tempting with that, but I would not throw away, like, potential romance for a one-night stand.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But you would choose Harlep.
I would choose Harlep out of all of the options available. First of all, you just got me with that photo. Like, you didn't put any of them out in, like, you didn't find photos of, like, any of them out in, like, a very sexy...
I can show you photos of what everyone else...
No, I know you could.
No. I'm saying of the romanceable characters. I can show you what they all look like in their night clothes.
I bet you could.
You can put them in very sexy outfits.
plus, I'm just, like, into the... Yeah, like, a six-pack going. I can't even really see his face in this.
He's got an APAC. He's got the little horns that come back this way. He's got the big old wings.
Yeah.
He's
you get me with
straight
the
straight up demon, straight up succubus.
You are tempting me, but I won't do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you get to live a lovely life with Gale.
Yes. top three. Okay. Who else was? Who was my?
Karlach was number two.
Oh. She was so close.
And Lazelle was number one.
Oh, okay. All right. Pretty much.
Will didn't make it on there because I forgot. One of your answers, I was like, no.
Really?
Would not sit with him. So.
Wait. Yeah. It would surprise me more if I had someone who was in, like, the bottom and, like, the top three. But it makes sense that, like, top four, like, were in there.
Yeah, no. And the thing is like, as you were taking the quiz. Like, as soon as you answered some of the questions, I was like, yep, that marks that person up.
Yeah.
Yep, that marks that person up. So, it was pretty easy. It wasn't that hard.
Yeah, and it doesn't, again, like, it's crazy because I was even just going on, like, looks alone. And it was just, like, the same.
I will say, Gale is one of the only characters in the game that is monogamous.
My heart. Sweet boy.
Because... You can romance multiple people at the same time.
Oh, yeah,
in
I
this
believe
game.
That.
But Gale is one of the only characters that once you get to a certain point in his romanceable story where he's like, I'm going to make you pick me or them.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I love him
so
for that.
So you have to be like wholly dedicated to him.
Yeah.
It's
no,
kind of.
I respect him for it.
No, like I respect him too. I don't romance him.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't, but.
I haven't. No. Well, yeah, because you have a fruity little vampire.
No, that's the thing. Hold on.
That's what the next question. But you already answered it at the beginning.
Can you guess who I'm romancing? The fruity little vampire.
I'm romancing multiple people.
You're romancing multiple people.
Yes.
So the fruity little vampire is one of them.
100%.
You didn't have to tell me. You didn't even
Without me even bringing a Baldur's Gate to you once.
Yeah, I said, I know there's a fruity little vampire in that game. And are you telling me that Maya hasn't chosen them? I think I'd be more surprised. I think I'd lock you
up. He calls me my darling, my sweet. Uh-huh. It's just like...
I think if you ever came to me and said, like, actually, no, I'm not, I would lock you in a mental asylum. Because I said, that is not my friend. Something is wrong with her. Someone has body... Like, someone has stealing her skin. I will say,
after this recording is done, I will explain to you, like, what his story is. Because it's, like, it's really good. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. So, I know you haven't romanced Gale. Because you already told me.
Right.
Carlock?
Do you need a refresher on who they are?
No, I have the pictures in my head. Okay. Carlock?
I'm in the process of romancing her.
Yeah. You like a big, beefy woman.
I do.
I figured. The bear.
No.
No, okay.
I am going to fuck him in a one-night stand, but I'm not romancing him.
Well, that's
him.
Your monster fucker coming out. Is it another, can I have a guess? Can I have a hint? First of all, how many more? How many people are you romancing? How many people am I supposed to be guessing?
There's one more solidly that I am, like, I've done multiple romance cutscenes with them.
Is it a man or a woman?
It is a woman.
It is a woman. Okay, so we have Shadowheart,
mm-hmm.
the Drow Elf.
Minthara
and Lael.
Lazelle.
Those are the only three women, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Besides Carlock,
who I've already guessed. Is it Lazelle?
No. Lazelle is my least favorite character in the game.
Really?
I let one of the other characters kill her in my camp.
That's so funny.
So early on, because I really did not.
Is it her personality?
Yeah.
It is, okay.
Because, like, here's the thing. I'll give you the brief synopsis. At the beginning of the game, you get, like, a worm put in your head.
Okay.
That is, like... being controlled by a mind flare, mm-hmm. and it's like this whole thing. You meet her on this crazy ass ship, and she tries to kill you at first. Lazelle does, then she's like, "We'll fight together to get out." And blah, 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 blah. It's just because she's like very blunt and very cold mm-hmm. the entire time, and she's like very much a matter of fact kind of. I just like personalities clash. Yeah. I would not be able to handle that.
Okay, so then is it Shadowheart?
It is.
Okay, all right.
But the only reason I did this on accident.
Oh.
Because she was... So, in the game, they get exclamation points above their head when mm-hmm. they have new dialogue options. It's like, after an event happens, you could go talk to them.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, she consistently was one of the only people on my team mm-hmm. that I had at the beginning that had the exclamation point. So, I just talked to her the most. And that inadvertently, I kept choosing the right answers, too, when I talked to her. All of a sudden, then I was getting a cutscene of us, like, drinking a bottle of wine at night together, and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
You happened upon a romance.
I did, and I, like, didn't even realize it, and was like, oh, okay. Yeah. And she's like, the more I learn about her story, the more I'm like, oh, like, this is interesting, but
I thought that
I don't think that I would have actually romanced
her. That's what I was thinking, because I was just like, from knowing what your type of woman is, I would have also felt like you would have been, like, best friend-shaped, kind of.
I think friend shaped. The more I've gotten to know her, the more I'm like, oh yeah, she's like pretty cool. Like, I like her story. But when you first meet her, I was like,
wah. Yeah, she wasn't like, you weren't drawn to her in the same way you were with like the vampire and the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think that's her.
And even then, like, Will is also on my radar to be like, oh, maybe.
Understandable.
He's just not, like, on my team right now, because you can only have a four-person team.
Oh, okay.
So it's, like, my OC, Asterion, I have Carlock on my team right now, and then I also have Shadowheart.
And you're fucking all of them.
I'm trying
You're going to a different tent every night.
Gale was on my team originally. My problem with him... He talked about himself too much.
That's so funny.
Like, literally, anytime he had a dialogue option, it was just him talking about himself. And I was like, this is unprompted. I don't want to talk about this.
So funny.
And I kicked him off the team.
So funny.
So, like, he was just like, I have a thing in my chest. I got to get it out. You have to feed me magical items to eat. And I was like,
I'm not your errand boy.
I know. Man. I was like, get out of here. But.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like, again, Asterion, you didn't even have to tell me. I didn't have to have a picture of him. Is there a vampire you don't like? Oh, so the answer's no.
I have yet to meet one that I don't, besides Colin Robinson of What We Do in the Shadows fame.
But the rest of them, you would fuck.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I think it'd be hilarious.
But, like, Colin Robinson, is he really a vampire? Like, in the traditional sense? Not in the traditional sense. In the sense that you picture a vampire.
No.
Yeah.
But is it, like, it's the fact that it's one of my favorite shows, and it's just, like...
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, you could basically... You could just tell me, there's a vampire in the game. And I'm like, oh, so Maya's romancing them. And then next you could be like, oh, there's a really kind-hearted, heart of gold, big buff lady. And I'm like, okay, so Maya's romancing them.
I really do like Karlach.
No, I...
But I do dislike the puppy energy that she kind of has.
I love puppy energy.
It's not my favorite.
Got it.
I...
You are very Black Cat. Like, you are very... The energy-wise. Like, you're like, leave me alone. I have my me time.
That's me. No, and, like, I like that she's energetic, and I like that she likes doing the right thing. And, like, at one point you meet someone in the game, and she, like, fangirls. She's like, oh my god, it's this pretty, oh my god, like, oh, I wanted to meet them so bad. And she's, like, very cute in that regard. But there are certain things, like, I'll make certain dialogue options for a specific purpose, and she's like, dislike, don't like. And I was like...
Well, that's odd, yeah.
I'm trying to finesse the system here, girly. And, of course, those are the options that Asterion likes, because...
Of course.
He's the polar opposite, essentially, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, Shadowheart, I'd understand if you were like, I stumbled into this romance, and that's just really funny.
It is kind of funny, but the more I talk to her, the more I'm like, yeah, you're interesting and cool, and I do kind of like you. And it was just like, it happened all of a sudden, and I was like, whoops,
but isn't that love for you? Thank you for listening to another episode of Canonically Incorrect. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok and Instagram and Tumblr. You can send us your fan fiction recommendations, or if you're a fan fiction author that would like to be on our show, email us at canonicallyincorrectpod@gmail.com. If you would like to support us, you can donate a one-time donation at ko-fi.com/canonicallyincorrect. You can subscribe to our Patreon monthly at patreon.com/canonicallyincorrect. Thank you to our Patreons, Autumnal River and Riley C, for your continued support.
Donate to AO3!
And we'll see you guys next time!
Bye! Bye.